This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department has put out its justification for the FBI search of Donald Trump's Florida home earlier this month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
In a 32-page affidavit, the FBI shows concerns about documents illegally taken to and stored at Mar-a-Lago. It notes 14 boxes recovered from there earlier this year had documents with top secret and other classification markings. The heavily redacted document offers the most detailed description so far of what's at Mar-a-Lago and the government's concerns and why the FBI asked a judge's permission to search the property. Trump is again ripping the search with a familiar refrain, calling it a witch hunt. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's state nuclear company says the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant resumed supplying electricity to Ukraine on Friday after one of its six reactors was reconnected to the power grid. The Russian-held nuclear power plant was disconnected from the Ukrainian grid for the first time in its history on Thursday after a fire caused by shelling damaged a power line. Authorities began providing iodine tablets on Friday to residents who live around the nuclear power plant in case of a radiation leak. There have been growing fears that the fighting around the plant could spark a catastrophe. The move came a day after the plant was temporarily knocked offline because of what officials said was fire damage to a transmission line. The incident heightened dread of a nuclear disaster in a country still haunted by the 1986 explosion at Chernobyl. You can keep up on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has announced it's suspending 26 China-bound flights from the United States by four Chinese carriers. The move comes after the Chinese government suspended some U.S. flights because of COVID-19 restrictions. The U.S. Department of Transportation said the suspensions from September 5th to 28th will affect seven flights from New York to China and 19 China-bound flights from Los Angeles. COVID-19 vaccine maker Moderna is suing its main competitors Pfizer and the German drug maker BioNTech, accusing the rivals of copying Moderna's technology in order to make their own vaccine. Moderna said Friday that Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine infringes on patents that Moderna filed several years ago, protecting the technology behind its preventive shot called Spikevax. The company filed patent infringement lawsuits in both the United States federal court and a German court. A Pfizer spokeswoman declined to comment. Millions of people in the United Kingdom are struggling to cope as energy and food prices skyrocket during the country's worst cost of living crisis in a generation. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The country's energy regulator has announced UK residents will see an 80% increase in their annual household energy bills, following a record 54% spike in April. The latest price cap, the maximum amount that gas suppliers can charge customers per unit of energy, will take effect the 1st of October, just as the cold months set in. And bills are expected to rise again in January. To blame for the increase is the soaring price of wholesale natural gas triggered by Russia's war in Ukraine. Zaria Shackley, London.
The prosecutor investigating whether former U.S. President Donald Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in the U.S. state of Georgia is seeking to compel testimony from more Trump allies. They include former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and lawyer Sidney Powell. The Fulton County District Attorney filed petitions Thursday seeking to have Meadows and Powell testify before a special grand jury in Atlanta next month. They are two of the highest profile members of Trump's inner circle to be summoned to testify in the probe. They join other top figures, including Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani and U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham. And officials in Pakistan said Friday that weeks of flooding triggered by historic monsoon rains have killed nearly 1,000 people and affected 33 million others. The Justice Department, our top story once again, has put out its justification for the FBI search of Donald Trump's Florida home earlier this month. Marissa Melton, VOA News.